What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm missing something here. I never heard this one before.
Me neither.
What's the deal with Detroit post-coitus?
I know what Russell that is. Wilson.
Yeah, right? This was from a long time ago.
When he was going to see
when he was re-signing with Seattle.
Yes.
Wow. And it was the question, you know, was he going to re-sign? And then he announced it in bed with Sierra.
Okay.
Yay, Seattle, we got a deal.
Right, like he couldn't get up and go to his office.
Like you could just wait to do it in the morning, maybe.
Right, like, hey, hold on. Hold that thought, baby. Hold that thought. Keep it warm. I got to make this thing real quick.
I got a question for you, Rico, because you are Mr. College Sports. There's a player who announced, I think, yesterday that he's entering the portal. And he's a really good player, played at Memphis, P.J. Haggerty. So I'm sitting there in my little, he'd be really good for the Spartans, maybe. You know, really good player. I know they signed two guys, but he was the AAC Player of the Year. His conference.
He's the leading scorer in
21.7 points per game, playing for Penny. According to Jeff Goodman, Memphis star transfer P.J. Haggerty is asking for $4 million plus and to primarily play point guard. I'm sure there are teams out there somebody going to really pay him $4 million? Is he that good? He's good, but is he that good?
He's good, and maybe this is where you may want to see like an Alabama or an Auburn, you know, a team like that who just wants to reload and they need that one player to get them over the top. He could go to St. John's. I mean, they had R.J. Lewis, but you know, he didn't play for the final 13 minutes of the game.
So
he's sitting on the bench. He was probably motioning to his agent like, yeah, get me the heck up out of here. So maybe you go there where, you know, Patino has a blank check. He ain't going to MSU.
I know.
I think from what I gather, R.J. Lewis had interest in MSU, but the asking price was just way too high. And they were like, thanks, son. I just had this conversation with Evan. The different ways of going into the portal, because I said the best way to go into the portal, because, you know, Mike would always be like, well, how come State's not doing anything? We're a poverty program. Like, or you find the player that fits and you just get that player that can help you win rather than going after the big ticket price. That's one with the sticker shock. Stoney, I don't think you're probably going to see an SEC school who just says, F it, we'll pay the money because we need to get back. That's in like an Auburn, Alabama type thing. I don't even think Kentucky's paying that price.
Let me ask you a question because you're the perfect person for this. And don't take this the wrong way because you are a huge Michigan State Spartan. You are a huge, huge fan.
I thought it was.
Okay. But so if you had unlimited funds, would it mean that much to you that you would give up that much money to have your program get one of these players? Because I don't understand what's in it for all the,
you know what it is?
The individual broke. Do you feel that good?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because here's what happens. I swear to God, were you listening to Evan and I during the break?
No,
because we had this conversation.
No.
You win the offseason. You win the offseason. Hey, we got this team. You saw it for years with Michigan football.
Right, I know.
Look at our recruiting class. Right. What happened? Don't worry about that. We won the summer championship. You win the offseason? No. I'm not. I would say, God, you know, if I had unlimited resources, I would tell Jonathan Smith, or I probably would spend more on football because I'm like, you need some NFL players here.
Right. I'd give money to a collective, but I'm not. Or
in football, I may be more likely to do it because if you get an offensive tackle or defensive end or that quarterback, you can win.
The question I have, though, is does it mean that much to that person that it's worth that money, that even if, forgetting about the offseason, that it works?
Yes.
I mean, I guess, does it mean that much to you that it's worth that money?
Stoney.
No matter what school, no matter what.
This is going to, I guess it depends on where you're at in life.
Like, yeah.
Look at Mike Ilitch. When it came close to the end, I'll pay whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this before I go. I think Phil Knight is there right now with Oregon. Blank check, guys. Bring whoever you want in here. I want to see a title before I die.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'll help you. But here's the thing. You only get a couple times to play the whole "we really need this guy" card.
Right.
Because if you come to me, Stoney, and you're the head coach, and you'd say, I need David Hatchetman Hull. He's got to be our point guard. He's got to be our quarterback. And he stinks? Guess what happens next time you try to sell me on Kenny?
Right.
No, I'm not giving you the money because I gave it all to him, and you didn't do your job, and you didn't develop him. So that's why I think a lot. And it's donor fatigue.
Right.
It's the one thing that nobody talks about, but there is this thing called donor fatigue where they're like, stop calling me. I'm not giving you any money.
I just wonder what it gets the individual who gives that much money. Forgetting, okay.
Oh, you get the status. You built the team. You pay for the team. Okay. You got full, probably, you know, access like nobody else.
I get it. Because, you know, I know somebody who's a huge donor at Michigan. And when they, forgetting about, you know, the Stallion stuff, they win a championship, does it mean more to him that he gave, you know, so many millions of dollars as opposed to just the regular
No,
fan?
It does. No, because you're invested. Okay. You literally are, literally and figuratively, you're invested in this team. You put the money in the team and you help the team to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does mean something to you. Not the same, Stoney, but it's probably the same feeling you had watching your daughters graduate. You didn't take the test.
No.
You didn't study, but you invested in them.
That's true.
And when they walked across that stage, you felt a lot prouder than anybody else in your family because that was your investment. You and your wife took the time with them. Same, I think, with the donors.
That's a good point. Now, David, okay, big Michigan fan, if you had unlimited funds and he said, you know what? This kid from Belleville is really good. He might be going to LSU, but I can swim to Michigan. I'm going to write a check. Would it mean that much to you to do it?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Yes, it would, because I'm trying to make my team better. I'm trying to make my school better. That's what it would be to me. You have to try.
See,
you're not always going to be right. I don't know if Bryce Underwood is going to be good or great.
No.
See, but you got to try.
But, David, that's it. If I was Michigan, I would have let LSU been the test market.
No way.
Hold on. Go to LSU.
No.
And if you ball out, I'll pay you whatever you want.
Then who's our quarterback this year?
You got Jaden Davis.
Yeah, I don't think he's that great, though. So, no,
what
you got to try.
Last year that was great.
You got exactly. So you can't go into another year like that. So you got to try big.
But, hey, have you seen the trophy in Schembechler Hall?
You have to try big. You cannot be afraid that it's not going to work.
Okay. you can't be afraid, but I don't think you can be stupid either. And it's
I don't think
like,
getting Underwood was stupid, though.
No, paying him that much money?
No.
And you haven't seen him play.
It is what it is. That's today's college sports.
Okay.
You got to try.
I'd rather see you go someplace. Because if I'm Michigan, what I would have done.
Okay, so he does that. So he goes to LSU. He plays big.
You could have.
He's not coming to Michigan.
You could have took Nico for this.
He's not coming to Michigan after that.
Why not?
He's going somewhere else if he's going to go anywhere.
He could come home and you're going to say, I'll pay you whatever. Basically, what you
just. I'm just saying.
No, David, basically what you just did. We'll pay you more than anybody else.
That's great.
Come on home.
And Michigan probably could do that because they're Michigan, right. But not every school can do that.
We're not talking about every school. You know, you don't put the money into Michigan.
Right.
Let's be real.
I would put the money into Michigan, right. Yes.
So, yeah, I would let him go there, and then...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
If he balls out, yep, I'm bringing you here. Because let's face
it. So then you're never going to have a roster if you just wait on a player to go somewhere else and then come to you.
David.
Not for that. You'll still have a roster. You're not paying that much money, though.
Right now, with Arch Manning is the exception. Most of your quarterbacks ain't with their original teams. Let's face it.
You know, you're exactly right.
You know,
look at every quarterback from this year's draft. I don't think they stay to their original school.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you be the farm team, and then I'll poach your player and bring him here. That's what I would do.
You're right. Every quarterback, even the kid from Louisville, he didn't start out of Louisville, did he?
Mm-mm. No, I thought he was with Purdue, wasn't he?
Wait, Milroe?
No.
Shaw? No.
Milroe started Alabama, right?
Yeah,
that's the only one.
The one from Louisville.
Yeah, Tyler Shaw.
He started, I think, probably he was at Purdue. With Brom, and then Brom went to Louisville, right. Because Ward started out at Incarnate Ward and then Washington State.
Right. So
Shador was Jackson State.
And that's why I understand what you're saying, David, but me, no quarterback starts off that team. It's a tough position to play. So I'd rather see if you can handle a position and throw all the cash your way if you can, rather than be the one who pays them, because, you know, history is saying he won't be your guy in the next couple of years. He's going someplace else.
Yeah, P.J. Haggerty asking $4 million to play basketball.
Yeah, good luck. You can ask for everything.
Exactly. 97 won the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.